The Gemara Masechet Erchin Daf Vav Amud Aleph teaches us Tanya Kavasei the Rav the Braisa teaches us like Rav just taught us Ned Tzedaka V'Ein Ned V'Ein Hegdi Tzedaka. Very ambiguous line. So immediately asked the Gemara my comer, what is meant with this? Says the Gemara, is it to mean Shloi Nedav LaHegdish something which is not a nether nor hegdish, it's staka. Elaf. What? Just because it's not a nether, not a hegdish, doesn't make it staka. On the contrary, a stam nether is labadik abayis, and stam hegdish is labadik abayis, and they're not staka. Elaf hakam. This is what the Bryce means to say. Staka harehi babal tacher. The din about ta'acher, that if you make a nether, you have to fulfill it within a certain time frame, applies by tztaka. However, ve'ena kehegdish, but it's not completely like hegdish, even though hegdish is about ta'acher, and now we're saying that by tztaka is by ta'acher, what's the difference? Dila hegdish oslish tamushabei. Hegdish, you may not use once you magdish an object. Feel it stocker where stocker shorilish the mushabe. You may use it. So now we see that the Braisa is teaching us Baal Ta'achar applies by stocker, but it may not be used, but it may be used for your own personal use. There's a very big machloikus with Shoinim. What does the Braisa mean when we say Tztaka rei baal ta'achar? From the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, it seems that the halacha of baal ta'achar by tztaka is after Gimel Regalim. Whereas from here it seems that baal ta'achar applies by tztaka immediately. So Tosfos in Masechet Rosh Hashanah makes the following distinction. If there are aniyim here, then Baal Ta'achar applies immediately. If there aren't aniyim here, then you only over Baal Ta'achar after Gimel Regalim. The Rashba says that Staka has the same din as Kabanas, that Baal Ta'achar is only after Gimel Regalim. However, even though, says the Rashba, that the Issa Baal Ta'achar only applies after Shalosh Regalim, the din of Maitzis Vasecha Tishmar applies immediately. The Ran takes a different pshat. The Gimel Regalim only applies by something which must be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. There you have Gimel Regalim. But by Tztaka, if there are aniyim here that need your money, then you're over immediately Baal Ta'achar. But if there are no aniyim here, you're not even over with Gimel Regalim because there are no aniyim here who are waiting for your money. However, says the Ran, that even though if there are no aniyim, so you're not over Baal Ta'achar even after Gimel Regalim, that doesn't mean, however, still the halacha is, says the Ran, that you have to be mafresh, you have to separate the money for those aniyim, even though they aren't here before Gimel Regalim. And if you didn't even separate the money before Gimel Regalim, then, says the Ran, you will be over Baal Ta'achar. Regarding the halacha, we look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hatztok Arei B'chlal HaNedarim. Tztok is included in the category of Nedarim. L'fikach, Ha'oim Arei Lo'isal Tztoka, Oy Harei Selzu Tztoka. So the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't make a difference if you made it a Nedar or a Nedava. Chayiv Litna L'Niyim Yad. You're obligated to give it to the Niyim immediately. v'micher, and if you delay, over b'bal tacher. For explains the Shulchan Aruch, she b'yada lita miyad. You could give it immediately. V'aniyim etzuyim heim. And there are, unfortunately, poor people waiting for the money. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'im ain't shom aniyim, if there are no aniyim, mafrish, put away the money, like we just quoted the Ran, u'maniach, and leave him at shiyim tzaniyim. Says the Ramah, because of its stock is sheesh b'yada l'chalka ba'atzmai. That stock that I have that I'm going to distribute. Avak shenoyim stock based a knesses. If you give a medr for stock in the shul, nitnali yad gabai, who you give it to the gabai, shat stocker, sheesh l'litin l'gabai, so you're not giving the stock directly, ain't over la. Then you're not over b'atacha. Efa gav dani mitzuyim, even though there are poor people who need the money, unless the gabbai approached you for the money, and if the gabbai did approach you for the money and you don't give it, as over lem yad, you immediately over bal tacher. In kiem enim, if there are enim who need the money, and the gabbai would give them that money that they need. Vim eni yidul gabbai, if the gabbai doesn't know that I made a pledge, tsarchu lo yidil le gabbai, I have to notify him. Mash another, the pledge I made, kadesh yuchla tovid, that he could ask me, collect for me what I pledged. For the mikre anim etzuyim, what is pshat that we keep on speaking about that the poor people hear? Ela anim hatzrichim l'chalik lahem. Anim who need the money. Evam ein derech l'chalik lamiyad, just because they are poor people, but it's not the time where they're distributing money to them. That's not considered that they are poor people here. Vam Omar, etin sell it stock leploini. Einai oiva at yova os oni. If I say I'm giving it to a specific oni, I don't have to give it to him until he approaches me. Avakav d'shani mitzuyim. Even though there are other people, there are other poor people who need the money. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. This is all v'dafka b'mafish tzedakah stam. I designated money for tzedakah. Avakol adam yochel lahafish mos tzedakah. Anybody could designate money for tzedakah, a fund shimenochem etzloi, that money should be available to him. Litnem mat yad al yad, to give the money a little at a time. K'may shiur aloi, as he sees fitting. V'kainim histem b'shor shenodem tzedakah. Similarly, if somebody made a condition when he made the pledge, or he snadav so she gabri shoyim l'shnois l'tzarfa b'chazav harayil l'tarim, he could change it if that was what he said, which will be the subject of another shiur. So here we're learning the halacha by when must a person give the tzedakah, and here we're learning that if somebody pledged money for tzedakah without specifying which ani, he should give it immediately to the first poor person he meets. And if he didn't do so, he's over bal ta'acher immediately. That doesn't mean, however, say the poskim, that he has to go to the ani's home. It only means that if he meets the ani, he should give the ani what he pledged. Similarly, the Paiskim say, if somebody has a pushka at home and he always puts stock of money into that pushka, by putting money into the pushka, that is considered that he has fulfilled his neder. There's a very important halacha I saw the Paiskim say, that if somebody invited poor people to eat in his home, he should give them to eat immediately because they're waiting for the food that he promised them. And if he delays, he's over bal ta'acher. Up to the point that we know that if it's raining the first night of Sukkot, then we wait till chatzos with Kiddush. Say the poskim, but if you have poor people who you invited, you have no right to wait. The poskim also say, and we just learned this in the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody
designated, pledged a large amount of money for tzedakah for poor people, he could divide it. But that doesn't mean that he should wait. That means he could give the money amongst a number of aniyim. But he doesn't have to give them all to one ani. But he shouldn't wait for an ani that he doesn't know about to arrive. However, if he does know that there's an ani who's deserving, then he could wait. Or if he wants to wait because he wants to wait for the right shliach, or he's going to Eretz Yisrael and he knows that in Eretz Yisrael he'll find aniyim who are worthy of that money, then he could wait. And this is probably the best advice, that if the person doesn't want to have to give the money immediately, when he makes the pledge, he should say explicitly that he's making it tonight, that he's not obligated to give the money immediately. If there are no aniyim, so as we learned, he doesn't have to go look for aniyim, but he should separate the money to be available for aniyim that need that money. Moreover, if he designated that he wants to give the money to a specific ani, then he could wait until that ani comes. But if he didn't designate a specific ani, then he should give it to the aniyim as soon as he follows. If somebody made a neder that he's going to give tzedakah to an ani, and now he wants to fulfill the obligation by giving the ani a postdated check, so even though it doesn't really have the full value of the check, because would the ani want to sell the check at this point, he would have to discount it. Still, since he gave the ani the check immediately, and that is considered that he fulfilled the nether. Moreover, the Ritva says that the time we have to be most makbid for all of these halachas is when he explicitly articulated the nether. But if he didn't articulate the nether bal peh, he only thought it. So even though by nidrei tzedakah the halach is a machshava itself is obligating, but still he's not over bal ta'achar if he doesn't give it right away. If when he made the neder, he made a neder for a certain amount of money, and then the value of the money goes down, says the shal, until he pays up his obligation, says the shal sechuv shevet alevi. He just has to give the amount that he pledged, even though it's worth less.